Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 250. Creative constraints help you build. Resistance helps you pivot. Creative constraints help you build. Resistance helps you pivot. I think this is fitting for episode 250. The fact that we're up to 250 episodes in just this short time period. It's what been, I think we're at like the 16th or 17th month mark. And we're up to 250 episodes. Personally, I'd like to see it go 5 days a week. I know some of you are hoping for that because you've told me, and I'm going to. So, episode 250, creative constraints help you build, resistance helps you pivot. Why do I like this topic, especially for our 250th episode? Because creative constraints are a way of you constantly pushing past boundaries with yourself, with what you know, with possibilities, with timelines, with like all these different things. And I'm going to jump into it here momentarily. And then resistance, right? Because there are times where you feel like you can just be so creative and your output is high and you're making things happen. Whether you are doing that for yourself or maybe you're just doing it for another company and you've been doing it for another company for a while, fine. Either way, you know that you have that ability, that you've seen what you've been able to produce. Then on the other side, we deal with resistance. Resistance is a great big whisper in your ear that something needs to change. Now, we need both, right? Because this is harmony. Where am I producing and creating and growing and building? Where am I needing to pivot and adapt and make some changes happen, right? So we need both. And I've been reflecting on this very heavily lately. And then I was just on a podcast called Coffee with Colin Egglesfield. And, you know, he had me on his show and I was talking about creative constraints a bit. And, you know, they're a blessing more than you realize. We're all producers of something. Now, yes, you might find yourself in a state of consuming more than producing because the world is abundantly providing you a lot of things to consume. You will find that you don't need to consume as much when you are actually in producing more mode more. Okay? Because producing mode shows you, like building something, creating something from scratch, that's like a whole other, you're not only, what do I want to say to this? It's like you don't need to consume something because you're now the manufacturer of the energy that you were hoping to get from the thing that you are consuming. Does that make sense? And you might say, well, what do you mean? Like if I consume clothing, I was like, well, no, technically you can actually produce your own if you wanted to, or make something from scratch yourself, right? And you could style it your way and do your own thing. You get what I'm saying? So it doesn't always have to have a direct relationship to the exact thing. But either way, you do have the ability to create the energy that you would get from consuming something through your own production. And in general, creative constraints help you build. What do I mean by some constraints? Okay, well, I've listed off a few. We're going to talk about some of them. And then we're going to talk about types of resistance. Constraints are helpful when they are giving us the ability to push past stagnation or comfort zones and actually see something through. It's how we build resilience. It's how we build consistency. It's how we build discipline and habit and all these things. One creative constraint, there's several I've listed off here, but starting from scratch, that's a creative constraint because what maybe you've gone through this. Maybe you are currently going through this. Well, I don't know where to start. It's brand new. It's an idea. It's overwhelming. There's too many things. How about a reframe of mind, which is possibilities are endless. So it doesn't matter where you start. Enjoy the starting because there's not really any pressure if you will, to how it has to look. You're just in data gathering mode, starting from scratch. You're in curiosity mode. You are, which you should always be curious, but I'm just saying that you're in discovery and testing and experimenting mode. And I'd mentioned this on Colin's podcast, where I said that when you are, like, he was talking about, he asked a question to me, what do people do who are transitioning from maybe one type of job into a whole other type of job, or they want to, but, you know, they don't want to give up that responsibility and maybe even that money that comes from that other thing. And I said, you know, sometimes you have to play in both worlds. You have one that is your financial provider for now, but, and this is one of the constraints that I talked about, time blocking, especially if you're starting from scratch, but time blocking. Then over here, you have to commit some sort of time daily, or preferably daily over weekly, daily, where you, even if it's just like an hour, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever, where you're constantly in discovery mode of your calling, of the thing that's calling you and that really might be your calling, but you haven't let go of the other thing that's financially providing for you. And I said that that kind of constraint is also kind of nice, because you're starting from scratch and you're time blocking, and these are two great constraints, but there isn't any pressure that it has to turn into some sort of expectation of yours, because you already have something over here that's providing for you. And he was like, no, that's a good point. And then, you know, I mentioned to him, I said, however, what'll happen is, in those time blocking, in that starting from scratch, as you get further into it, you're going to start to notice a great contrast from the thing that is providing for you currently to the thing that is much more flow and ease for you. And then sooner or later, when that can provide for you, it'll be even easier to go all in. See, these are different constraints, right? Money, starting from scratch, time blocking, like timelines, deadlines. I also put on this list the unknown. I also put on problem solving, meaning like you're figuring out what you are having a hard time figuring out. These creative constraints help you build. The unknown, okay? You don't know something. Beautiful. Now you have an excuse to, like, not feel so bad while you're trying to figure it out. That's my reasoning mind on it, right? Well, I don't know what I don't know, so I'm just going to go into it and figure it out. And that's a beautiful constraint, because the unknown says, oh, there's so much for you to discover. So go try and test and experiment and see what works and see what doesn't work. So it's not about like failure, win or loss or anything like that. It's more of a, oh, this is interesting. This seems to work and I can continue to expand on this. Oh, this doesn't seem to work. Thank God I know, and I no longer need to do that thing. So the unknown is a beautiful creative constraint. It helps you build. It's basically this, you know, I know some of you might be thinking, well, is that then really a constraint? Like, well, in a lot of ways, because people are scared of the unknown. Have you ever actually thought about why you're scared of the unknown? Like, really, just, you ever just do that? Do you ever just talk to yourself, you know, in that moment, be like, why is this bothering me? I do it all the time, like for different things, like, or what does that actually really mean? Or like, why was that my story? Why was that my narrative? Do I really believe that? You know, so do you ever wonder, like, why does the unknown actually bother you? And I know that you got to be careful, because it could be so easy to go down a rabbit hole with yourself and say, oh, you know, what about the money? And what about this? And what about that? And that makes perfect sense. You know, it makes sense. But here's a really great positive thing. If it's something you worry about, it shows you already that you are responsible and the type of person that'll make sure you don't go without. Right. And I brought this up on a previous podcast where I was saying how, you know, a friend of mine a few years ago was worried about, oh, I wonder if I'm a good mother. I wonder if I'm a good mother. I'm like, that's what makes you a good mother. You know, you don't want to keep worrying, but the fact that you are worried about it shows you that you're trying. You're cognizant. You're responsible. You're constantly, it's the person who doesn't worry about these things who might be not, you know, it's possible. Right. Meaning the fact that she worried actually showed caring as a mother for her children, versus like maybe the parent that just is like thinks they're just perfect and they're not trying to better themselves or whatever. Or maybe they're not even really parent. They're not doing anything at all and they just don't even wonder about it, right? So sometimes when you find yourself worrying about the unknown or worrying about the money or worrying about all these things, it's okay, because it can remind yourself, no, that just goes to show you, you would make it happen. You would figure it out. You would get the money. It would work out because you care for that to happen, number one, right? And number two, that unknown really is a beautiful space for discovery. So you can do whatever you want in that unknown space and allow it to take shape without any expectation, because it's unknown. You don't even know what's going to come yet, right? Another creative constraint that I want to bring up, timelines or deadlines. And I've spoken about this on this podcast before, because I know I brought up about Rick Rubin in his interview with Andrew Huberman. And when he was talking about, starting is one thing. You don't necessarily need a timeline or deadline. You're still in discovery mode. You're still trying to figure things out. But sooner or later, yeah. And he admitted that he's a great starter, but sometimes getting things across the finish line, the deadline is tough. But having a deadline is a beautiful constraint, because it'll allow you to push something through to fruition, to finalization, at least in that first initial version or launch or whatever it is. It gets you some type of a finish line. You want a deadline. You want a timeline at some point. That kind of constraint helps you build towards a result, right? So starting from scratch, the unknown, timelines, deadlines, time blocking, problem solving, these are beautiful creative constraints. They help you build. Let's talk about resistance, because we can all identify with that. And there's thousands and thousands of types of resistance. I'm only listed off a few just for time's sake, but like types of resistance. Something is not resonating with you. Something is off. And I don't just mean like off, like, oh no, I don't feel like doing the work. That's not what I'm talking about. Like, cause you can intuitively feel like, you may not feel like doing the work, but you're like, no, this thing has to get done. Like it's just calling you to finish it. Not resonating with you is sort of like, something feels very off, as if this isn't it for you. And that is, that can be complicated, especially if you're deep in it and have many years in it, right? And so you have to sometimes start to dissect it. And I talked about that on that podcast that I was featured on with Colin, where I said, you need time to almost kind of unravel how you might have gotten into that thing while trying to produce something else for yourself. But types of resistance, something is not resonating with you. But you could also have other maybe you're procrastinating. It's a great type of resistance. Why are you procrastinating? We've talked about this on the podcast before too, right? There are times where I've procrastinated because I didn't know how it was all going to get done, and it was brand new technology for me. Okay, so that might have maybe had me hold off for a bit, because not knowing, this is where the unknown, right? A beautiful creative constraint can actually become a resistance, because you're like, well, I don't know. So there could, you make up a narrative in your head that there's a lot more. And if, you're experiencing that resistance, that procrastination, great. It helps you pivot. It immediately says to yourself, like, no. You need to make a change. No, you need to make, you need to go in and actually do it. It's a signal. It's telling you what to do. And by the way, same with something is not resonating with you. That helps you pivot, because you're like, okay, if not this, then what? If not this, then what? Or who? Or how? Or where? Right? If not this, then what? Who, why, where, how? These other things, right? But yeah, procrastinating could be we are making up a something in our head. And so that resistance, that procrastination, is going to have to offer you a pivot of sorts of being like, okay, then what do I need to do, right? Another resistance, like I said, there's just thousands of different types, because some you're already in the work, some you haven't started the work. I'm speaking from personal experience now here, like your body might be tired. I've had discussions of this recently where, I have been, producing an insane amount of output, and I love what I do, and I'm very clear on what I do. And yes, I do have downtime, if any of you are wondering. And yes, I do, you know, a lot of other extracurriculars outside of this, but 4 podcasts a week when I'm on it, one newsletter a week, posts all week, writing my book, designing, you know, the website for the apparel, you know, doing all the back end systems, doing all the production of the content, the editing, you know, still have some private clients, etc. And then you've got life admin stuff, right? And so, and then when you see the output, it's a lot. Now, I have systems that I have designed and processes to do all of it, and I love it. However, it's still a lot of output, and my body at times can feel tired. And that is a resistance that says, Matt, you need to pivot. You need to rest. You need to spend some time, you know, with God. You need to spend some time relaxing. You need to spend some time maybe doing something other than the act of creating right now, which I've spoken about previously on my Instagram. Like, sometimes the best thing you could do for creating is no creating. That resistance helps you pivot. You know what? Not going to do anything right now. Let me take a couple days off. Let me ground back into myself. Let me allow me to receive from God again, and you know, or just more clearly, so I'm not pushing so much. Again, we want flow state more than we want, you know, this constant forcing of the output. Once you feel like you've gotten to a place of forcing the output, you know, you're going to hit some type of resistance. You might feel some type of resistance. And so how do you get back in a flow state? You're going to need a pivot, right? And kind of coupled with that comes like hitting glass ceilings. When you hit a glass ceiling, right, you keep trying to do the same thing. You're like, why am I just not breaking through? And no matter how much you try with that particular thing, you're like, I'm just not breaking through. It's like you're hitting this glass ceiling. That's going to help you pivot. How? Because it's going to basically, this resistance point is going to basically say, okay, I've got to rethink how I'm doing this. Are there other ways I don't know about? Are there better ways I don't know about? If this is still applicable, what's on the other side of this glass ceiling is still very much applicable, meaning it's like very much a part of your vision for something else. Okay, is there another entry point or breakthrough point other than what you are trying? What are you missing that others have figured out? Go figure out what they figured out and then start to try to apply that. That is exactly what I have done from my marketing to my writing to my art to my business. I like to reverse engineer things. I go and see what others are doing. I find smart inflection points or signals that are, you know, like, huh, like I see what you're kind of doing. And then I think through how would I do it and how would I apply my originality or creativity to it. Right. So glass ceilings are great resistant points to help you pivot. Right. So again, we have creative constraints help you build. You know, these constraints that often look like they're plaguing you from getting to where you want to go, but are actually assisting you. And then you've got resistance, which looks like it's plaguing you, and it probably is in some ways, you know, but it's also assistance. You see how, like, but one is for, both really are for building, but like one is to push these creative boundaries to continue to bring something from nothing into anything, and another one is to help you move like laterally or, you know, vertically, or just it's meant to help you make some sort of a shift somewhere. And both are actually playing together at the same time. You could be building consistently something in your life, anything in your life, even on your career with another company or your health or your relationship, right? You can apply this to relationships. You know, you have beautiful constraints that help you, you know, how do you get closer together? How do you, you know, do more, you know, how are your roles expand together? How are you supporting each other? What are you doing? You know, and then when there's resistance, okay, well, what can you guys change? Like, what needs to change? And not pointing fingers at each other, well, you need to do this and you need to do that. It's sort of like what do you as a team feel like needs to change, and where does it need to pivot? And then you can kind of go into this, oh, okay, cool. Like, what does resonate with us? Why are we tired? What would be rejuvenating for us? if we are hitting glass ceilings, like, how do we get breakthrough? What are other people doing that have gotten breakthrough? Are we procrastinating from doing some things that we should have been doing here, you know, in this particular relationship that, you know, maybe we should start doing more of, and that'll help us expand? Creative constraints, or whatever you want to call them. I like to just call them creative constraints because this is all about, you know, us building something. But you can apply this anywhere. And then resistance, you can apply it anywhere. It both are providing a sense of self-reflection and observation and deep devotion and reverence to furthering your understanding of what is possible and what you have still yet to learn and can learn. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Please check the show notes for any applicable links and related podcast episodes, the recommended reading list, the Right Design Build Workshop, the creator community. We're having so much fun in there. Again, creative constraints help you build. Resistance helps you pivot. Episode 250. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Please leave a 5-star review on Apple, please, and written review. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. Both help expand the awareness of the show, and we are growing. Our community has grown. We're past, I think, 40,000. We're at 42,100 listeners. That's quite incredible. It's not the amount of downloads every episode is yet, but that's how many listeners have come through the show at this point, and it's growing, and I'm very grateful for that. So appreciate you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you, as always. And until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in. And you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.